All right. Got the recorded started for the Highly Perceptive People intro on today, September 12th. My name's Tiffany Pano, and on this call, we're going to do a variety of things. Some of it, I will be doing healing and having you doing various exercises, so it would be really good to not be driving during this call so that you can really participate fully. And I would appreciate it if you guys could mute yourselves, and maybe I'll just mute everybody on my end. That way. Okay. So everybody's muted so that we can have
conference muted.
A cleaner line, and then when I open it up for questions, and I will gladly unmute you so I could hear from you. So on this call, I'm going to, tell you a bit about me, because I know some of you are new and haven't had exposure to working with me. I'm also going to teach about various ways that you can hold space and have boundaries and the types of boundaries versus a defensive wall or guard or shield. We'll do a group healing. We'll do space holding exercises. If there's time, I might do some laser coaching. And I would love to hear from you first, though, and see what it is that brought you to this call so that as I'm talking, I can speak to that. So if there's any particular areas in your life that you want help in, whether it's, personal, work, friends, like all of that, you can bring to the table, and I will try to include as much as I can throughout the call tonight in different segments that would apply to your specific requests and questions and needs. And if for whatever reason I didn't address it then, if there's time at the end, I will be happy to do some laser coaching for you on that. So let me unmute everybody again and let you speak about how I can help you today. So you're unmuted from my end. Who'd like to begin?
Tiffany, it's Carol. I'd just really like to know what a highly perceptive person is. It's something I've wondered, like I've seen, your sessions avatar or through the past list and other things. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm a highly perceptive person or not. So that would be helpful to me.
Okay. Very good. Let me just pause and answer that right now before I move on to the next one. So that term, highly perceptive people, mostly see it as highly sensitive people. That one's a bit more common. If you've ever read anything by Dr. Elaine Aron, it's about people who tend to be sensitive and pick up on things, whether it's intuitively knowing something about somebody without ever really meeting them or talking to them about that subject, but just sensing maybe how they're feeling, what kind of mood they're in. It could be knowing what is going to happen in your life or in somebody else's life. These are different ways in which one can tune into intuition. And you don't have to be those to be in this course. Most people don't even realize how much they are until after they've taken the workshop. So many people, they didn't even know they were empathic or intuitive And then we, you know, point out different examples and have them practice. And they're like, oh, that's what that thing was. And when I first started, I was leading four people who were on the sensitive, intuitive, empathic side, and then all these other people who were not, who did not at all label themselves as that, became really attracted to the class, even though they did not think they were. And then I could see how this is not necessarily about whether or not you're sensitive, empathic, or intuitive, but whether you want to have healthier relationships with kinder communication, stronger, clearer boundaries, and be able to tap into more of your intuition along the way. So whether you think you are, don't know if you are, or want to be more intuitive, more empathic, more you know, knowing and sensing and feeling what's happening in your life and with others, then, you know, this would be a great place to start. And also, something that people who are on the sensitive, intuitive side don't realize is how much they actually pick up energies from the environment that they're in, around the people and the space. So that's another thing where you can check, like, oh, did I go into, was I in a good mood and then I walked into this room that had all these stressed out people who were full of stress and anxiety, and then I felt that afterwards and my energy level dropped, or maybe it made me really tired or really anxious. If any of that is there, then this, I've got great tools for you. Okay? And sometimes people don't even realize that that's what just happened until they do an internal reflection on past times in their life. Or maybe it might have just been yesterday. Okay? So that is at least the initial talk on what is highly perceptive. Okay? And there's more. But that's the starter, okay?
That's helpful, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking, Carol. And who else would like to put in specific requests, questions, things that you want to learn about, know about on this call tonight? Because I really want to make it personalized for you.
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, I
know somebody who's taken your course, and she shared it with me, you know, a couple of years ago, I think. And what I found interesting was that the exercises, the techniques, the tools that you provide around drawing boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And with people's energy, and or, you know, maybe either consciously or unconsciously drawing energy from you, or, you know, maybe I don't feel so good about them, so but I have to interact with them, so I want to kind of shield myself, or you know, I don't know what that would be, but to sort of like draw a line just between myself and other people sometimes. Or mm-hmm. conversely, when I am feeling guarded and or nervous, but like I want to let people in, how could I be more receptive?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm curious about.
Very, very good questions and things that are exactly in alignment with what we talk about throughout the weekend. I do a lot of hands-on kinesthetic exercises that really help people to know where their energy ends and somebody else's begins. and how to have an energetic boundary and how to not let other people take and draw energy from you, and how to have that boundary so that you can still be with them, but without it being a cost to you and take something from you in order to be with that person or environment. And also, you know, how can you be receptive to the energies and people without, like, the positive stuff that you want to bring in and keep out the things that you don't. Like, all of that is exactly a part of the techniques and the exercises that we do. And I personalize those techniques in class so that you know, like, what is your pain point? What old wounds might you need to heal, release, let go of in order to actually have a healthy boundary with somebody? So you're definitely in the right place. And I'll do some healing today and at least one holding space exercise where you can practice it. Okay?
Great, thank you.
And is there, like, anybody in your life specifically that you want to practice having this boundary with?
It's not a specific person, but I noticed that, well, I'm kind of in a position where I'm doing peer coaching, and there's a type of person who seems to, like, dominate the conversation, or I feel a little drained after I talk to them. It's more a type of person rather than any specific person.
Okay. So we can work on having, you know, when anytime we do these exercises, I want you to make it personal for you. So if having boundaries where you're in that peer counseling session in such a way where you don't allow, you're unavailable for that one person to dominate the conversation and you to feel drained afterwards. Like, there's a way to hold that space and energetic.
Mm-hmm. I still want them to get something, you know, great.
Sure.
I still want to be generous, but I feel like I just get sucked up by them.
Yes. Be generous. Be loving. Be all the great qualities that you want to be, and be an invitation for them to be that while not letting them dominate the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The clearer you are with your boundaries, the easier it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think boundaries for women, it takes something more to really master them. How to have a boundary, but without it being that defensive, guarded type of wall or guard. And we'll talk more about that. Okay?
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. And who else has a request or something you'd like me to focus on today? I know there's more of you on the call. You have to unmute yourself if you are trying to talk.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Fern, and I don't really have anything specific I want to focus on. I've been doing energetic boundary work for a long time because I really need it. And I always welcome an opportunity to practice and just learn more. So I'm basically just learning more about what you do.
Wonderful. And anyone else? Alrighty, well, then let me just go ahead and get started here with some things that I would love for us to talk about tonight and to give you a chance to experience. So, in the course, it's a 3-day course, I do a combination of kinesthetic exercises and experiences, teach you various topics and insights, and also healing. And I layer it throughout the weekend. Like, I can feel and know and see what's happening in the group and what you guys need and are ready for at that time. And the reason why I can see all that is because ever since I was a small kid, even a toddler, I could see auras, I could communicate with animals, with nature, I could see angels, I could put my hands on an ousie and it would feel better. And I've been getting paid for feeling worse since I was 8 years young. This has been like my life mission and purpose, is to facilitate healing for people and provide, you know, relevant, clairvoyant information. And I see it, what is in people's subconscious, what's in their blind spot. So if they're having a particular trouble in their life, I can follow the thread all the way back to sometimes in their early childhood or even a past life and see where that originating trauma came from and help to clear it out. And so when I'm working with people, you know, over the phone one-on-one or in a group environment, that I can sense the group. And then, you know, gently, lovingly, help you to sense and be aware of that interference and white noise and old wounds that are there at that subconscious level in your blind spot. For every 100 to 200 conscious thoughts we have, there's 11 million subconscious thoughts. That's a lot. 100 to 200 conscious, 11 million subconscious. So that's why when we think, oh, well, let me just say, you know, a positive affirmation, which is very good, but if you're only doing it 100 to 200 times, what's happening with that other 11 million? And that's why it can take a while for someone to just try to think positively, to actually be in alignment and attunement with that enough to manifest it. And so I go in and I help release that interference that's been playing on a low volume, that's been rippling out to every thought, action, and thing that you've said. And then help you to clear that space within you, clear what's going on in that subconscious, blind areas, and then get in alignment with what it is that you really, really love and want to create and manifest in your life. And I've been doing, as I said, the healing work for many years. I've been teaching healing and metaphysics and meditation for 25 years. I started doing work even as a teen, like teaching. And then some of the modalities, just in case you're curious, that I've learned along the way,
And this is from early to adulthood. So in the earlier years as a child, I was learning things like laying on of hands, gemstone healing, reflexology, massage, shamanism, Reiki. And then I went to college and I studied sports medicine. And then after that, I was doing tonic healing and was a tonic healing instructor. And I also learned EFT, NLP, Sedona Release. And I mostly just use my intuition. And I've got, you know, a huge tool belt that I can tap into as needed when needed. And so using that intuition and perception, I know two classes are alike. There are some core subject matters that I for sure want to bring into every class, but the way I say it, how I say it, how much of it I say, could vary. Every class that I teach varies about 25% to 40% based on who's there. I will, you know, feel into what's happening in the group and get a sense that they need a particular exercise or a particular type of healing of an old wound, and then just do that on the spot. So that's, you know, how I teach. And it's layered, as I mentioned. So if I teach you a topic and then have you do an exercise, maybe for having clear boundaries or releasing something, or a combination of the two, if I feel you need healing next, that's what I'll do before I teach you another topic. And so this isn't one of those classes where you sit on your butt in class all weekend. About 40 to 50%, you're doing those kinesthetic exercises where you're actually standing up with one or two other people, so in pairs or trios, and doing them, so that you can get it in your bones what we're talking about. So it's not just a mental thing. It's actually like very physical and energetic at the same time. And we'll do exercises depending on what people need. And some of the examples are to help you transmute fear or stress, heartbreak, anger, powerlessness. Some exercises I've only ever done once because that's what that particular class needed. And some exercises I do more frequently because it's more common. And so whatever it is that, you know, you guys want and need, that's what I'll facilitate. And we'll also talk about different kinds of spaces because that's important when you're doing boundary work, just to even know what kinds of spaces you have and how they can get collapsed and how that affects your ability to think and feel and create and be. And on the call today, I'll even talk to you about some of those spaces and we'll do a space holding exercise towards the end. Okay? And I think let's talk about space before I move on to the next subject here. With spaces, imagine that you have this energetic bubble around you. Like this is your space. It can be energetically seen as an aura. You have multiple spaces. You have space purely for your physical body, which you need to, you know, be able to exist and walk and move and be mobile in life. Someone who carries a really clear physical space boundary is the type of person that even in a busy sidewalk, the sea parts for them. Some people hold a boundary and a defensive wall where it's like, get out of my way, and you feel that. But some people just, there's this grace. There's this elegance. Like, you know that they hold their space well because the sea just parted for them. And so within each of these spaces, it's not only identifying what that is with you and how it affects you when you collapse it, but also seeing, it, do you have a pure boundary there? Do you have any boundary there at all? Do you have a boundary that's also, you know, mixed with a defensive wall? So if you don't hold a physical space, people will be bumping into you left and right. You know, going down the grocery store aisle or, you know, just hanging out with people, and they will bump into you because they're not holding physical space very well. The next kind of space, and you're welcome to take notes on this kind of stuff if you would like, is emotional space. This is the kind of space that we need when we are emotionally processing something or being with somebody else who is processing an emotion. And there's times when maybe you've got something going on in your life, like there's just too much overwhelm or too many things on your list and you just can't handle one more thing, right? Or you can't handle listening to your friend or a loved one complain about their day because you just don't have space for it, right? So if you don't have a clean and clear and big enough emotional space, it's hard to be with your emotions and other people's. Even good emotions like love and joy and happiness and, you know, positivity, it's even hard to be with that if you don't have a big enough, clean enough, clear enough emotional space. And so, you know, like what Ellen was saying about being receptive, like, you need to be receptive to those good ones. Like the love, like the joy, like the peace. But not receptive to the other ones. Like fear, stress, worry, anxiety. Okay, and all of that is about how clean and clear your emotional space and boundaries are. Got it? The next kind of space is a mental space. This is the kind of space that we need when we are thinking, creating, writing, even doing artwork or some sort of mental project. When we collapse our mental space, there's this sense of, I can't think about anything else right now. Like that overwhelm of, I can't think about that. It's too much. Or just this tiredness because there's so much mental clutter of your to-do list that you don't even know where to start. So that's what happens when your mental space is collapsed and full of clutter. And if you allow for greater healing and boundaries mentally, then you'll have more access to thinking, creating, writing, being productive, being efficient, being able to prioritize with clarity what tasks are important and a priority, and which ones are not, and should go way, 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 way down on the list, or not even on the list at all. The next kind of space is a spiritual space. This is the kind of space that we need when we're tapping into intuition, when we're praying, when we're meditating, when we're divinely communing, when we want to feel a stronger connection to our higher soul, to God. When the spiritual space is collapsed, it can feel like you can't feel God as much, or that you don't have clarity about intuition for something, maybe some next steps to take in your life. Another thing that can collapse a spiritual space is for people who get like these great spiritual downloads. I used to get them in the middle of the night. You know, I'd be woken up in the middle of the night with this download about a client I was going to have the next day. And I had to, you know, have a powwow with my, like, spiritual guides and was like, I love that you give me all these great, helpful tools and insights for my clients, but can you please save that for when we're in session? Can you please let me sleep? You know, I didn't have a boundary before, and so, you know, I would just get this data and download that 24/7. And so, you know, I just changed it up. Like, can you please hold that for me until I've got a pen and paper? Or can you hold that for me until I'm in session? Right? So that's a boundary. It's a request and a boundary. And, you know, there's so many nuances and different types of boundaries to even have within each of these spaces. Like, I'm just trying to give you, you know, a bit of insight into how I've used it. And then there's spaces that we're going to work on throughout the weekend for your money. Like, how to help you be more prosperous, open and receptive to money, and keep out and be unavailable for other people's poverty consciousness, scarcity, not having enough time, money, energy, resources, keeping out, you know, their victim mentality that's affecting your money or other areas of your life. And we even, you know, we'll go into a life space. Like, how can you actually have space in your entire life for the things that are important, that you value, you cherish and love, want to do, and have, and be. And those aren't even all of the spaces, but those, that will give you an idea about it. So would you like to just pause for a second and do an exercise? I know you guys are all on mute, so I'm going to assume it's a yes. Okay, so I want you to have your feet on the floor. You can sit or you can stand for this. And I want you to get really super grounded, because that's an important piece of holding your space and boundaries. People who are, you know, not grounded don't tend to hold their boundaries or space very well. And they could be not grounded because they like being airy-fairy, blissed out, meditating, you know, and not getting grounded after their meditation. It could be because maybe they have physical or psychological pain that they're consciously or subconsciously avoiding, and so they're not present and available in their body, in their space, and therefore they're kind of hovering and not grounded, right? So step one is to just ground. Give yourself permission to occupy your body and your space, all of your spaces, and get really grounded. And then imagine that you've got energetic roots going down your feet into the earth to help you get more practical as well. Like, I meditate for a few hours every day. Like, I'm a huge big-time meditator, but I make sure that I ground. Otherwise, it's not easy for me to attract money, be healthy, be practical, or do day-to-day tasks very easily or quickly. So there's a way to be balanced and really, really grounded. So send energetic roots down your feet into the earth, minimum 10 feet wide, 10 feet deep, minimum. And expand, like, imagine that you've got this space bubble around you, okay? So I want to help you to even start feeling your space bubble. So we're going to sensitize your hands. So push on the centers of your palms with the intention to activate the chakras or energy centers within your palms. And within each fingertip, do all 10 fingers. Okay. Now roll your wrists, like twirl your wrists. In both directions. And now put your palms facing each other in front of your chest. So you have a little bit of space for your shoulders and your arms to just be relaxed and spacious. And I want you to breathe. So hold your hands about a foot apart, palms facing each other, and your fingers are like facing out, okay? So as if you were carrying a ball in front, like in two hands in front of your chest, like that's the position of your hands, as if you were carrying a ball. Now, with your hands right here, breathe into the space in between your hands. And relax. Your neck and shoulders relax. And just breathe into the space in between your palms. This will help to activate your hand chakras a bit more. And now move your hands in and out slowly, just a few inches in each direction. See if you notice anything. Okay. sometimes people are sensitive enough to feel certain vibrations or a magnetic pull or a change in temperature or feel like rubber bands stick in your hand. Those are just some examples of being able to feel energy. Okay, so now that your hand chakras are more activated, I want you to face your palms out, away from your body, forming the intention to just feel your face. See if you can feel it from the inside out. Notice if it's even in the front of you, on the sides of you, on the top or the bottom. Notice if you have some areas that dip in and some areas that bulge out. You may or may not feel them yet. I mean, you didn't do that much to sensitize your hands, but hopefully you'll feel a little something. Okay. So this is your space. You can put your hands down and relax. Whether or not you felt something physically with your hands, and it might have just been a vibration or a tinginess or a change in temperature, or you might have even felt, you know, like some holes in your face or areas that were uneven. And if you didn't feel anything, that's okay too. Mentally, clearly set the intention that you are expanding your face. In the front, in the back, on the sides. Above your head and below your feet. Notice how you feel just by that little tiny shift, or just expanding it a little bit. And you haven't even done the healing yet, actively. I mean, healing happens while you're on the call and in class the whole time, but actively, we haven't done the healing yet. But it feels like you're a little quieter, a little calmer. So let's shift into a group healing now, and then we'll circle back to that space holding exercise and have you feel it again after the group healing. Okay? So put your palms up on your lap and cross your arms and legs just so crossed. I like to pray, and you can pray in whatever way that resonates with you. There's no particular faith or religion that I feel is the one true religion. I love God. And I studied all the world's religions, and I really love the universal truth amongst them. So if you resonate with the word God, or universe, Divine Mother, Father, Great Spirit, Buddha, Jesus. Just use that when we pray. Christian God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the Great Ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides, we thank you. Thank you for miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing. Thank you for the wisdom, the clarity, the intuition, and guidance, the help. And every person on this call, on listening to the recording, receive deep, deep healing on all levels. Thank you, God, for cleansing and purifying all of the spaces. Thank you for cleansing and purifying the physical body, the mind, the body, the spirit. Thank you for releasing overwhelm, mental clutter, emotional clutter. Thank you for helping to release whatever is blocking them from having greater boundaries, clearer boundaries. And all of the chakras, meridians, subtle bodies, physical bodies, be cleansed and healed. Now, now, now. And all negative cords be cut. Imagine that you're under a waterfall of divine healing light. Letting this divine light pour into every particle of your being. Into your physical body, into all of your spaces, to every area of your life. Let this healing energy feed you. Of all pain, sorrow, suffering. Let it bring comfort and peace. Let this feeling right. Heal you, your mind, your body, your spirit. May it also bless you with even greater love. And letting this love transmute anything that isn't love into love. Let yourself embody divine light, divine love, and divine power. Release and let go of all that no longer serves you. It's time. Let go spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Let Take a deep breath. Inhale in, divine healing light. Exhale out. Stress, fear, worry, anxiety. Thank you, God, for ongoing healing and blessing, divine protection, mercy, grace, and ease. Thank you for blessing me with prosperity and abundance, with hope, divine power, lots of clarity. I have blessings to you too. Now once more, I want you to ground, sending those energetic roots down into the earth. Get really, really grounded. Extend your face bubble, particular thoughts and the intention that I am expanding my face, all of my spaces. In front, back, sides, top, and bottom. Make sure it's even. Now for now, I'm going to help facilitate a healthier energetic boundary for each of you. You can perhaps feel it and have some different experiences in life. Thank you, God, for blessing me with clear, healthy, strong, firm, appropriate boundaries for all spaces. Now, I'd love for you to unmute yourself for a moment, and I just want to, you know, check in. How are you feeling after that? And what did you notice, if anything, regarding your spaces, or feeling lighter, or whatever showed up for you? Did anyone else record?
Hi Tiffany, it's Heather Fern. I thank you very much. I definitely feel clearer and more spacious, and I was just imagining like kind of a bubble like Glinda the Good and Wizard of Oz around me. And that felt really nice. I realized as we were doing the meditation that part of the reason it's hard for me to hold boundaries sometimes is because I'm afraid that I'm going to cut people off or, you know, not be able to let people close to me. So this felt really nice to have that kind of beautiful boundary that it was inviting and welcoming but still spacious.
That's a really, really good observation, because that is one of those false beliefs that a lot of people have, like that fear of if they have a boundary, then they won't be able to let anybody get close and they'll be cutting them off, or maybe it will feel like they're being mean. But actually, it's doing a great service to you and them by having that clean, clear, spacious boundary.
Absolutely.
Any other comments or questions about anything so far?
Okay, so we will continue on then.
Now, for the... I'm just going to briefly talk about it, but we won't be doing any exercises on it today. There's a difference between a boundary versus a guard and a wall and a shield. The guards, walls, and shields are defensive. It is to keep people and things and energies out. Sometimes those guards and walls and shields are conscious, like maybe you learned how to create an energetic shield. Like there are techniques to learn that. Or maybe you got hurt and as a way of not getting hurt again in that same way, you consciously or subconsciously put up one of those guards. Oftentimes, it's in the subconscious zone and might have even happened very, very, very early on, early in childhood even. And our inner child might not have known how to be with that experience or pain or that could have been physical or psychological. And so a guard or wall was formed and you didn't even know. Or maybe you had a hint of it, but you didn't know how to access it or what it was or what was the earlier event that sparked it in the first place. And so I help you discover that, because it's those guards and walls and shields, those defensive walls that keep people and energies out. And when you don't have a boundary that's healthy, that is your protection mechanism, and that serves you for many years, likely. But it also keeps out love, peace, joy, money, and good things. It keeps out people. There's no space for a connection or intimacy that could be very deep when those subconscious guards and walls and shields are there. And that's one of the big frustrations.
and confusion for people who can feel energy. It's like they want to be able to bring in all the good stuff, but not draw in other people's negative energies. And when you've got a guard or a wall or a defensive shield, you can't bring it in, those good things. Not very easily and not very much. So let me give you a personal story. Being very, very empathic, sensitive, and intuitive growing up, I felt everything. Like, I could feel people's feelings. I could sense what they were thinking. I could feel an environment and know that it was really heavy. Hospitals, always felt very heavy to me. Burial grounds felt very, very heavy. Bars or clubs, very heavy, dirty energies, right? And so how could I be in that space without soaking it up? Well, as a kid, I didn't have any healthy boundaries. I only knew what some of my spiritual teachers taught me, which is to create an energetic shield. And that helped. It didn't solve the problem, but it helped to desensitize me a little bit so I didn't soak up everything like a sponge. But it also kept a lot of things out. So I still soaked up some negativity, way more than I wanted, but it was less because I had this energetic boundary up, shield up consciously. But it also kept out love and it kept out money. When I was talking to a very close friend of mine, he told me, your shields hurt me, and I feel very disconnected from you. And up until that moment, before she told me that, I thought I was masterful at making great shields, and on the outside, I had a love and everything. Like, I really was snazzy with the way I was consciously creating these energetic fields. And when she said, they hurt me and I feel disconnected from you and like I really can't connect, it was a wake up call. And that was when I started to consciously stop creating even like the positive good energetic field and get way better with just having a boundary. And when I stopped creating those conscious fields, my income doubled because now it was more approachable. Now people felt comfortable with me, could connect with me, wanted to work with me, and I made a lot more money. And the more I got better with the boundaries and dropping those guards, the more money I've made over the years. It's been a phenomenal scientific observation to notice this. And it also increased the love and connection with other people. And I simultaneously didn't soak up the amount of negative energies that I used to. Now it's more rare, but it took a while to build those skills and muscles. And that is actually one of the biggest drivers that had me create this course in the first place. Because I noticed that it was such a pain point in my life, and then I would get all of these clients for healing sessions that had the same problems. And I was like, it can't just be me. I know there's other people out there having the same problem, and I'm trying to help them in these phone calls, but maybe that's not enough. I should build it into a workshop, and that's what I did. And so when you learn how to just simply have a healthy space and boundary, then you can, you know, bring in more money, more love, more intimacy, more connection, more peace, more joy, and keep out the contamination, the stress, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the negative beliefs about things, heaviness from, dirtier energetic environments, like hospitals and burial grounds and bars and clubs and certain restaurants, or certain family members' houses. It's going to certain family members' houses used to wipe me out. Like, I would have to, do something to restore myself after being around them or in their home until I started to get better with boundaries. And then I could be neutral and not let everybody take away my energy or give it to them, subconsciously. I could just be me. And a generous, loving, compassionate me that was present and available with them. It was kind and not bitchy and cranky because my energy just got zapped out of me. Like, I could actually bring kindness and compassion. So three of the six types of defensive walls that I'll help you become aware of and release in class is a defensive wall of jagged, like sharp. When you're around people who are like this sharp, jagged energy, like it's pokey. For some people, the energy is like fire. Like maybe they're angry and they've got all this fire energy as a defensive wall. And some people, it's numbness. Like they use a layer of numbness to pad them from even feeling the negative people, energies, or environments. And so I'll show you how to discover those within yourself and how to drop them. And those are just three of the six. So, throughout this weekend, there's so many things that you'll be doing and experiencing. People say, I didn't even know I needed that. I didn't know I needed healing for that. I didn't know I, was empathic. I didn't know that's what I was feeling and why. Like, it's such a process of self-discovery. And then really practical tools so that you can apply them in your everyday life. So before I, tell you a bit more about the class, I just wanted to pause and see if you had any other questions or comments or, want any kind of laser coaching before I move on. Okay, well, if you think of something at the end, when we're done, you can ask me. So, in our 3 days together, there's going to be deep healing of old wounds, beliefs, and traumas that are blocking you from standing in your power and manifesting the life that you want. And that life extends out into your love life, your workspace, your health and vitality, your prosperity. With seeing and healing those deep core wounds that have been dormant and subconscious is my specialty. And one of the things that we'll talk about and be healing for are the unhealthy relationship dynamics that can happen between parent and child, like the 8 toxic parent-child relationships. Because those also affect your boundaries, your health, your money, and your love life. I'll help you to see and sense and release those subconscious guards and walls and shields that are affecting and blocking connection and your ability to receive more good things in your life, like love and money and joy and peace and blessings, like God's blessings. And with all the healing and the space holding practice, you'll be able to be more present and available inside your body and all of your spaces. So your sense of self will increase and you can be who you're meant to be. And I also teach you in the very beginning of class about intuition and the types of intuition that are there, and how to start tapping into it more. And we'll do all these, exercises throughout the weekend. You can practice building that muscle. And for those who already are pretty intuitive, and if anything, need to learn how to desensitize and be less sensitive, I can help you with that too. And I do a blessing in class that helps to activate and balance people's intuition. So for those who need to have more activation, it gets activated. For people who need to have more desensitization, that's what happens. And it's the right kind of balance so that you can practice it and apply it and bring it into the everyday world. So that, you're working and you're like, okay, what should I focus on next? And bam, here's some intuition to guide you. It's practical things. Not just like fluffy, airy-fairy intuition. But that can be there as well, if you want it. You can apply this intuition into your conversations with people, into helping you succeed and be really successful with your career, or how to be a better mom, or a better wife, or friend. And you'll also just have a greater awareness of yourself and stop taking on other people's negative energies because you've developed better boundaries. And you even do exercises to help you to be receptive so that you can practice the muscle of receiving and being receptive to the good energies while having healthy boundaries, so that you keep out the stuff that you don't want and you let in the good. And you can, in each of these, apply your personal, real-life scenarios so that when you leave, it ripples out into your life. If you can practice how to have healthier boundaries, like in that peer coaching situation, for example, how can you be very spacious, very clear, very kind and compassionate, and have a boundary of what you're available to talk about, what you're not available to talk about? I use this with my family a lot. There are things that you know, my family used to say to me that would trigger me. And then I did two things. I did healing on myself so that I could be less triggered or neutral. And I had, I created better boundaries that were clearer and stronger. And so there's many things that do not even come up in conversation anymore. And even if they do, I can be neutral and at peace and non-reactive. So I get to be the best version of me. And that's what I want to teach you guys how to do. And it's our loved ones that tend to know how to push our buttons more than anybody else. And it might even be certain coworkers, right? That know how to push those buttons. But if you don't let them push your buttons and you reclaim your power and your sense of self, then they can push all day long and you could be in a place of peace and empowerment the whole time. And the clearer you are with your boundaries, the less and less and less it even happens. Like it's just not even on the radar anymore. I find it to be an opportunity when experiences in life come up where our buttons are pushed and we're triggered about something, because then that helps us to identify what still needs to be healed within us. And then we can follow that thread into our past and feel it at the core so that we're free. There was a quote today that I saw and I loved it. Your thoughts can limit you, or they can free you. Your thoughts can limit you, or they can free you. This is by Paramahansa Yogananda. And so we can choose what we're available for and what we're not. We can choose to be empowered or not. We can choose to trust our intuition or not. We can choose to be powerful or fearful. And I just want to give you the choice consciously so that you're not operating from that subconscious place anymore. And then to make the shifts and changes in your life that you like, that will help your relationship and your money space. The class will be on January 18th through 20th, 2019. We have class Friday evening and all day Saturday and Sunday. It'll be in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm only teaching these 3-day workshops by request. So it might happen once a year if somebody from some part of the world wants to help organize and bring enough people together, then I will teach. So this is officially a by request workshop, meaning that we need a minimum of 25 people registered by October 10th and at least 35 or more for the course by November 10th. And then if we meet that minimum, or when we meet that minimum, then I will have the local organizer, who is Susan Jensen. She's a PACS workshop leader. She's been wanting to take this class for a few years, but she could never make it down to Southern California or other parts of the U.S. that I've been teaching it at. So she's like, can you just come up here and I'll help you fill the room? I was like, sure. You know, if we get enough people, I'd be happy to. And so, you know, when we get 35 or more people registered, then she'll look for the right location for us somewhere in the San Francisco Bay Area.